Hello, 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 and welcome back to Loving Yourself Completely. Okay, you guys, so what a freaking week and weekend and just life. And I don't know about you, but I feel like January took 500 days and February hit out of nowhere, but yet I was expecting it, but I wasn't. And now it's here and I'm like, is it spring? I'm just kind of all over the place right now. I feel like on the 31st of January that I should have been like, Happy New Year. I felt like it lasted that long. And just the blatant darkness in my town that was going on was insane. Like, I think it was 500 days of night. Anyways, I hope you're all having a wonderful week, and no matter what the weather is, that you are building yourself up to create your best self every single day, loving yourself completely no matter what. And if you start struggling doing so, that you hear my voice and you know that you're worth it and that you can write in at any time. I will always be there a listening, I'm not going to say ear because I don't talk to you, a listening screen. And I will always respond. I love the people that reach out and do message me, because honestly, the minute my phone goes off, no matter what I'm doing, I can respond, because that's just what I want from a friend. And I feel like so many of us deserve that. We all deserve that. And if you don't have a listening friend or somebody you feel like you can be your authentic self with, hello, my name is Sarah and I'm your friend. Okay. So this week I want to talk about what our best self looks like. What does being our best self look like? Where does it come from? Where did it go? Just start jamming on my banjo here. So where is our best self if we are not living our best self life and our routine? And I want to talk about just creating a space and environment for the positivity. I feel like it's so easy to breed negativity and create that mindset that anytime something goes wrong, we think we're a piece of shit, or, you know, that we are a bad parent or a bad person. And I want to rewire that, because part of loving yourself completely is loving our flaws and giving that negativity its space, but also not having dominance over our lives and our love for ourselves. Just because you made mistakes or because something bad happens doesn't mean you deserve a bad life. And I think so many people think that. They think, this is what I deserve because of A, B, and C. This is what I deserve because I said da, da, da. If you are consistently trying to be a good person, you don't deserve to think negative things about yourself, no matter what you've done in life. When you consistently work on yourself, you're allowed to let thoughts go. You're allowed to let it go, and I give you permission to do so. So welcome to this week. Welcome to hopefully a month full of sunshine, and welcome to February. Welcome back, you guys. All right, let's get into it. Sarah Bauer Boutique will be opening here shortly. I would love to take this opportunity to tell you to go to our Instagram page at Loving Yourself Completely. Click on the link in the bio and please go subscribe for email notifications. What does your best self look like this week? My best self has been all over the place. But I think in good ways, of course. I think we all have weeks where our days, they get away from us. They get away from us and we go, oh my gosh, how am I ever going to get myself and my schedule back on track? And that is exactly where I'm at this week. I have been so busy running around that I don't think I've stopped to really process my days until it's, you know, midnight, 1 a.m. and I'm going, I have just bombarded myself with things and I didn't take time for my self-care I needed. And I've been needing my self-care so much these last couple of weeks, and my days have gotten away from me. And I try to do, you know, we've talked about people, you know, when we're busy, how do you still fit in your self-care and things like that? And I try to do it, well, you know, while I'm in the shower, I have to close my eyes. And sometimes I'll like go under the water where I can't hear anything but the water. And I take a moment to just take deep breaths and try to repeat positive things. Of course, in the mornings when I wake up, before I even drink my coffee, I'm doing my three things and all of that. But to really focus on it, and I really want to be more present with it, I have just, I've been slacking on it. And I think we all go through these moments where we go, oh, I just don't have the time right now. And that's what I kind of want to talk about, is how we make time for our mental health, is how we live a successful life and all those things. But what happens when, you know, a week gets away from you, 2 weeks get away from you, and you got to start all over, and that's okay too. I think the start over is the best part. I think knowing that what you were doing before was working, and it's okay if I have to start over, because I know once I get back to that place, I'm going to be back to normal. But when you're stuck in modes of, you know, people with depression and people with severe anxiety, when you get into that new routine, even if it's just been for a couple of days, down kind of what I call a little spiral, we get stuck in those modes going, it's never going to get better. I'm never going to get back to the way I was. That was a fluke. That doesn't happen every time. I'm here forever. And you're not. You're not there forever. It is a moment in time that is going to go by what feels like snail speed, but really is very fast, to get yourself back to where you were, because you know you can get there. You know that it's possible. You know that you just got out of your routine. So I got out of my routine a little bit. I dealt with, you know, I told you, some sicknesses, and with the holidays and this new business and all the other work I do, I kind of got out of my routine. I call it my routine because I had it down to like a science. I'm like, oh, this is too good to be true, you know? And it wasn't. I had it down to a science of how to do things and how my job worked and how my day looked and my schedule looked. And it was very much organized, and I had extra time on my hands. Not a lot of extra time, but I made that extra time happen for myself. And now I'm in a new zone where I have to make a different kind of extra time for myself in a different zone. So my routine's thrown off, is what I'm saying. My routine's thrown off, and I think we all go through that, where we think, oh, I'm somewhere and I'm here forever. I'm an adult. My life's not going to change that much. And it continuously changes. One day you look back and you're no longer doing what you were doing. Just like, you know, when you have a newborn and you think, I'm never going to sleep again. And then all of a sudden, you know, they're 10, 11 years old, sleeping in longer than you and sleeping in on school days because they don't want to go to school. So they're pretending. And all of a sudden you need to set that alarm, and you know that your kid's not going to wake you up. And you look back and you go, it felt like forever, but it wasn't. And I have to remind myself that, of mental health, of routines, of situations, and even this new business I'm starting, I have 2,000, 5,000 questions and things to do, and people don't understand the depth and the detail that goes into running something like this and getting it together and from scratch, from nothing, from typing every single detail to creating every single detail to capturing every single detail, to making sure that it's the way you want it to be. And same with your work and your home life. And people have no idea what you do and what efforts you put in to your family and your house. And even myself, I know a lot of people with anxiety and OCD tendencies and things like that. We tend to focus on the perfection, and that can't happen all the time. And so when things are not to our standard of perfection, never will anything be perfect. But when it's not to your standard, things feel messy. They feel messy. And right now, I know, you know, we've talked about when you have a lot going on to make lists, and so your brain isn't on a constant loop. But even with lists, sometimes our brain goes on loops, and we all are just moments away from changing our entire routine. And I want you to remember that with your anxiety, with your depression, when you feel like this is never going to end, I want you to remember the last time you thought that. I want you to remember You know, when your children were little, or when you got out of a bad relationship, or that sickness you never thought that would go away. When you get out of these things and you look back and you go, I thought that would never end, and it ended. I need you to remember that with your anxiety and depression. Mornings are already rough, so why not make it easier with Javi? J-A-V-Y. Javi Coffee is dairy-free, sugar-free, gluten-free, plant-powered, non-GMO, and ethically sourced. Javi Coffee is so simple. You take 1 to 2 teaspoons, pour it in hot or cold water, put in your favorite toppings or creamer, and you're on the go. No stops in the morning, no waiting in line, no getting that machine out that you don't even know if it's clean. Drink Javi Coffee and get 20% off with Sarah, S-A-R-A, 43934 today. Javi Coffee will change your whole morning mood. Drink Javi today. Sometimes my best self feels like a bear in the wintertime, and it goes into hibernation and it doesn't come back out until spring. That's when my best self re-arrives. I literally feel just like a bear. I call myself a bear. I hibernate in the winter and I don't do much, because honestly, what is there to do? And where I live, I swear the sun hasn't been out in weeks, and it has been gloom and doom. And these last day or so, the sun has popped back out. And honestly, I want to feel like a new person because the sun's out, and I was blaming the fact that the sun wasn't out on my lack of routine, but it had nothing to do with the sun. The sun is out right now, and I still don't want to do any of the things I have to do. I will get it done. It's just creating this new space for myself and allowing. We have to allow room for the new things in our lives. I think that's where a lot of us mess up. We want this whole new life. We want to create it differently. We want to feel differently. We want to have space for new opportunities, but we don't give it the room. And I always felt, before even this business or before even certain things, other jobs that I do, so social media and contracts that I'm obliged to take part of, I always felt like I had the time and the space for all of these things. And then all of a sudden, I had no extra space. I had all the space for these things. I could do all these things. But where was my me space? And creating that again has looked very different for me. I used to come home and do all my work and have maybe a couple hours to spare before school pickup that I could, you know, do certain things and take care of certain things and do extra, whatever, go to get a prescription, go to the store. And now my time looks different. Now it's, oh my gosh, I have no time left. Time to go get my kid from school and then back to, you know, regularly scheduled programs of homework and shower and dinner. And I think we all go through this, and we all have to create this space, and we all have to just look at things differently. I have so many of my friends that work, you know, a 9-to-5, and they're just like, I have no time for myself. And we sit down and we chat or we text and we try to find the space and the time for ourselves, because it's still important. It still matters. And whether you work a 9-to-5 or you do the craziest random jobs like I do, from social media to podcasts to clothing to photography to fitness, like when your time is stretched and a different day of the week means a different job, it looks different for everybody. I never liked doing the same thing work-wise all the time until just recently. I wanted to really start putting down just one major thing in my life that could take full priority, and that has become this boutique. But what is that looking like for me? Now I have dwindled down on my other areas in my life, and I have to go, what is the most important for me? And we have to look at those things, what takes priority in your life that you can filter out for your me time, for your special time, for your meditation time, and your repeating your positive things, taking a moment, silencing your mind. Silencing your mind is so important because we cannot run constantly. I'll find myself waking up in the middle of the night with a million things running through a checklist, and I'm like, what am I doing? You have to silence those things, and you have to create these boundaries for yourself, within yourself, of self time, me time, special time, spouse time, kid time. You have to do that. And I had promised myself even that when I pick my son up from school, my time would be devoted for him, you know, from 3:30 till, you know, 8:30 bedtime. That is his time. That is our time together. And there are small moments that I can do my own thing, you know, when he's doing his shower, when he's watching his favorite show at the end of the night with his snack, I can still do other things. But my priority was always him and doing the stuff with him and our time. And now that he's getting older and he is kind of doing his own thing, and my spouse is working a different job and not getting home till just depending. So it's all new. And even myself, somebody who's preaching all the time to find your space and your comfort, now I'm starting it over and I'm kind of finding it exciting. So let me tell you this. There's so many of us that are creating anew this year with new jobs or a new family dynamic. And we're trying to find where certain things fit into our lives. And it's exciting. I think it's exciting. I think so many times we can choose, is this going to overwhelm me? Or is this going to be an exciting, new, temporary routine in my life? And I'm excited for this new temporary routine. Could I be sad about it? I absolutely could be sad about it. I could be sad about the fact that my, you know, husband has gone more, or the fact that my son is growing up and not needing me as more. But for so long, I had prayed for just some focusing on myself time. So that's what I'm choosing to create in my mindset, is I finally have the time to focus on myself a little bit. And my son still needs me. He's not grown. He still needs me. And he's still, you know, we still have our time together. It's just a different time together. It's not as like a toddler and I need to be a part of every moment of his day. He can do things on his own, and he likes to do things on his own. So if you're like me and you're between shifting your priorities, and I think we all are at all times in between creating routines, or you don't have a routine yet, we just need to start. We need to start it, and we need to pick a moment, an activity, a time, or I already said activity. I mean, are you going to practice it maybe while you're driving? Maybe in the mornings with your coffee, get up a little earlier. I practice in the shower, we've spoken about. While you're doing the dishes, just a different mindset of, I'm going to repetitively manifest my thoughts. I'm going to speak different to myself. I'm going to not listen to the radio while I'm driving today, because I'm going to speak of my positivity and my goals and things like that. At nighttime, I try to fall asleep talking about positive things. I'll just speak them in my mind or whisper them, and just a lot of positivity that flows through can really change your mindset on what is going on in your life, no matter how chaotic, no matter how crazy. Because when you have a constant record of your own voice saying positive things about yourself, about your lifestyle, it is easier to repeat those things when, you know, said struggles pop up. You know, if I'm ever struggling even in motherhood or being a wife or things like that, like I have repeated so many things in my head, you know, we've talked about multiple times, of course, I'm a good wife, I'm a good mother, I'm a good person, I deserve to be here. And those things really stick out to me, because sometimes we don't feel our best selves, or if our kids mess up or are struggling and we feel like it's our fault. I think as parents, we take on so much that we don't realize we're creating a mental pattern of not feeling so great about ourselves. And creating a mental pattern is just, it has to be a positive one, because those grooves go in deep and they take so long to repair that why let one day create a mental groove when it's just one thing? Let's not let this turn into something that's temporary. We don't want to make it part of our routine. Really pay attention to what you're allowing to take precedence in your mind. And, you know, if one day your kid did something, hit another kid, oh my gosh, what am I doing wrong? I'm a bad parent. They're a bad kid. Instead of doing that, okay, so this was, you know, this is a big deal and we're going to make it a big deal for the moment because we need to have a conversation about this. And when this conversation is over, when that punishment is over, or when that conversation ends, that's when the frustration and the anger has to end too. We have to put a timeline on our anger. We have to put a timeline on our grief. We have to put a timeline on our disappointments, on our health issues. We cannot allow them to create our day, to become a part of our routine, to become our space, because we don't even have enough me time, let alone enough, you know, grievance time for who we are as people. We think that we're just failing and are dead at life. So if you don't have enough time to lift yourself up, you absolutely do not have enough time to put yourself down. Let's remember that. Next time you're putting yourself down, I don't have time for this. I do not have time to put myself down. I don't have time to, you know, look in the mirror and pick my face apart or my body apart or my lifestyle apart when I have not built myself up today. If you have not built yourself up today, you're not allowed to tear yourself down either. You have to make the space. You have to make proper space for proper timelines of logical thinking and situations. And there's so many times we think it's okay to talk down about ourselves because of a mistake. But yet, when is the last time you spoke highly of yourself because of a success? Put those into perspective. And all of a sudden the rose-colored glasses come off and you go, when is the last time I built myself up for everything I do good? Because I bet you 99% of your day you do wonderful things. You know, it doesn't matter what you're thinking in your mind. You do the wonderful things. You are the wonderful person. And every time you show up, you are giving 100%. Even if that day you're putting in 40%, your 40% of showing up is 100% showing up. I hope you understand that. We cannot consistently create a negative mindset and expect to all of a sudden be able to have a positive one coincide with it. And we cannot do that. That negative one can't exist every single day with the positive one because you'll just get a headache. You will just get a headache. You can't wake up one day and think, I'm a great mom. I'm a great spouse. I'm a good person. I deserve great things. I'm going to be successful. I'm so lucky. Everything works out for me. I'm such a positive person. And then all of a sudden your kid has a meltdown in Target and you go, wow, what is wrong with me? I'm a terrible mother. My child has feelings. You can't allow that to coexist in the same moment. You know which one is higher. And the higher one is the one you feel all day long. The one that you got everything done. You got your laundry done, your dishes done. You went to work. Your kid's clean. Your kid's fed. Your kid is sleeping. Your kid has a blanket. Your kid is, you know, healthy. They have beautiful faces and they, you know, they love you and they hug on you and kiss on you. And then the moment they mess up, you think that every other thing you did that day doesn't count. Remember the things that count. Put that into your routines because your routine needs to be creating the mindset of who you really are. Not who your anxiety says you are, not who your depression says you are, not those negative feelings that pop up with those voices. No, the other ones that are kind of hidden. You don't hear them a lot because you think you're just existing in your routine that you think is going to last forever. The other voices, they're there. You have them. The good job, the I didn't think I could do it, but I did it. The I didn't think I was going to survive another day, but I'm here. The I didn't want to wake up this morning, but I'm glad I did. The I'm so glad that, you know, I feel healthy today. I'm so glad the sun's out today. The little things that you didn't think were speaking kindly of yourself, you are. But yet the negative voices speak louder because they're easier. It's easier. It is easier to search for the negative things in the world than it is for the positive. That's why it's so hard. That's why it's so freaking hard. And, you know, I've told you before, I think it's honestly a nervous habit of mine. Growing, or, you know, being a woman, some women are not always the kindest. They're just not. That's just how it is. Everybody's heard of the, you know, the women negativity. Sometimes we are pitted against each other. Anyways, I don't like that. I don't like that narrative. I've never liked it. I will always build up anybody. Anyways, when I worked at a beauty store, a girl that worked there with me, she was always complimenting people. And I loved that about her, because I would get excited to go to work because I knew she was going to say something nice to me. And I loved that. It was like my little boost. And some days I really needed it. And I wanted to be like that. So I told her, I was like, I'm going to start doing what you do. I'm going to compliment people. And for years now, that was what, 4 or 5 years ago, I have done that. I have, everywhere we go, I find something positive about somebody. And my son thinks it's so embarrassing. Like, he just tells me all the time, Mom, I hate when you do that. It's so embarrassing. I'm like, it's not. Calm down. It's not that bad. Anyways, I had a couple appointments yesterday. And one of the women who came to get me, like, the moment she opened the door, she was beautiful. And I just told her, I'm like, oh my gosh, you were just so beautiful. And she's like, oh my God, thank you so much. Like, she told me, she's like, my best friend is like that. She's like, my best friend is like you, always complimenting people. And I feel like I want to be like that. And I was like, so do it. Like, my son always thinks it's so crazy. And we giggled and talked about it. And by the end, and when I was telling her the story, I was like, you know, when I worked at this beauty store, she stopped me and she goes, of course you worked at a beauty store. Your makeup is so beautiful and you just look so wonderful. And of course you worked at a beauty store. It makes so much sense. And I laughed and I was like, look, you're already starting. You have already, you know, created this positive, kind compliment that I will take with me. And she's like, I did. And she was just, it was so funny because she was saying how she wanted to do that and her friends like that. And little did she know, she literally did it 5 minutes later, not even, you know, thinking about it. And I think that the positivity in us can shine so bright, but we're so nervous about it. We would rather speak negatively to ourselves than kindly out loud. And that's where the real fault comes in. What are we saying? Listen to your thoughts, pay attention to your words, and create a space for where they belong. Create a percentage. What percentage of my day do I allow the negativity? What percentage of my day do I allow positivity? And one better be so much higher than the other and not the negative one. So yes, I'm telling you what to do. The positive one better be higher. And if it's not, that's why I'm here. That's why we're working on it. Speak kindness to strangers, not just to yourself. Because as silly as that sounds, it not only makes somebody else feel better and they carry it with them forever. I still remember compliments from 5 years ago from certain outfits or shoes or hairstyles or whatever. Not only does that person carry it with them, but you carry it with you as well, because you can make other people happy. And if you can make other people happy, well, what does that say about you? That you deserve the happiness you give. Not the negativity. What are you going to go, if that woman walked out and I said, oh my gosh, you are just the ugliest person I've ever seen. That was like, I'm sorry, I'm laughing. That would just never happen. Maybe online. But in real life, like at a doctor's appointment, at a work meeting, that would never happen. You never hear the negativity. So why are we so quick to say it to ourselves? Okay. Let's create the zone we need for the positivity immediately, because we have seriously been lacking in that. Now, as I was listening back to this episode, I wanted to jump on here one last time because you'll hear me say a lot about putting a timeline on certain things in our life, and I say our grievances. And I don't want people to jump down my throat with, oh, there's no time to, you know, get through grief and things like that. And also, I do mean it in a separate way as well, and I wish I would have specified a little better. So I wanted to do that. Grief, I mean also as in, when I say grief, it not only means, you know, people we've lost, but necessarily I want to talk about, you know, the people that we've let go, almost like you grieve them. The people we used to be, I grieve the girl I once was who, you know, didn't have enough help and guidance. I grieve so many things. I grieve that my child is growing and no longer a baby. You know, just those kind of grievances is what I'm mainly talking about. But also, I know that so many of us have to put a timeline on, you know, not a timeline, but a almost like a boundary on the people we've lost as well, because it will destroy our lives if we, you know, allow it to take over, the darkness to take over. So we also have to, I don't mean a timeline on how to get through it and, you know, when you're allowed or when you're going to be done getting through it, because you'll never be done getting through losing a loved one. It'll always be there. You will have random breakdowns in your car 10 years later because they're gone. What I mean is to allow it to control your day is what we have to put a timeline on sometimes. If I say, okay, I'm really sad about, you know, the person I lost 6-7 years ago, I'm really sad today, and I can allow myself to be sad today, but tomorrow I'm gonna get back at it. We have to put a timeline on those things so it doesn't create a negative routine for our lives. So I just wanted to clear that up. I don't want you to have a timeline for who you grieve. You're always going to grieve, but also that it means different things when I speak about it. And I need to be more specific because that sounded kind of harsh. So, all right, back to my regularly scheduled programming. Have you heard the news? Spotify has amazing new ways to listen to your favorite music and podcasts. Be sure to turn on notifications to Loving Yourself Completely to never miss an episode. Download Spotify today for free. So back to the question, what does your best self look like this week? My best self looks like creating more positivity in my space, and not focusing so much on how busy I am, not focusing so much on how little time I have, but focusing on the space I'm giving myself. What space am I giving myself when and where? And how am I creating this new mindset for this new routine that I'm creating in my life? Because believe it or not, we go through hundreds, if not thousands, of routines in our life. And one, we always feel like this is it, this one's gonna stick. And it never does. So remember that when you're in a negative routine. Remember that when you're not feeling your best. And if right now you are in your negative mindset, you are in your lowest of depressions and anxieties, remember it only takes one small step to change an entire routine. It only takes one time to create for yourself 10 a.m., a literal time, to say 5 minutes of kind things about yourself, about the world, about your life, about what you're thankful for, about your goals, and doing that every day to create a new part of your routine. It only takes one compliment to a stranger to have somebody's smile embedded in your mind for a while, to know that you can give kindness. You're not just here for beating yourself up. Don't allow that. Look at the percentages of your day, of what you're creating in your day. Is it mainly positive? And if it's not, creating those small divots in your mental space to add something new. Because a routine doesn't get created overnight. It takes day after day of doing it time after time. And if you have to set reminders in your phone, alarms in your phone for this is what I'm doing at this time, then do that. Do that. Even if you, every night, if you take a shower at the same time, 7-8 o'clock a night, or if you do it in the morning, 6-7 in the morning, create the space that you need for that positivity. I know a lot of us don't have a lot of time. So we have to make the moments, but that's what we have to do. Make those moments, because negativity, it doesn't care how much time you have. It always seems to be there, doesn't it? It always seems to be there. So we need to drown it out. We need to create a different mindset that overrules what has been embedded in our minds from ourselves, unfortunately, and from others. But mainly it's what we tell about ourselves and what we think about ourselves, because we think we should be perfect when that's crazy. That's crazy, you guys. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend, and I hope the sun is shining where you're at and you really work on being your best self this week, because you deserve it. You deserve the kind things you say about yourself. And if you don't believe them now, keep doing it. Give it time. You will believe it, because they are true. They are true about yourself. I really hope you guys have a wonderful week and continue loving yourself completely. Write into lovingyourselfcompletely@gmail.com and follow the Instagram page, Loving Yourself Completely. And I love you guys so much. And just know that you're worth the time. You're worth the moments that take to put into creating your lifestyle and creating a new routine. And you're worth it when you get to do new things, and you deserve wonderful things, and your family deserves wonderful things. Don't think that it's just luck. You are living the life you have created, good or bad, and you can change both of them. Either of them can change at any moment, all depending on your mindset. So keep it positive, keep it deserving, keep it healthy, and don't let other people's voices enter your mindset, especially if they're not positive. You can let those positive ones enter. That's okay. Open door policy for those, okay? Continue loving yourself completely. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye.